With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Rebuild and Rise podcast. I'm Michael Hanks, and today we're going to be talking about momentum over motivation. And by the time we're done here, I believe you're going to walk away with a completely different understanding of why you keep starting and stopping, why motivation always runs out, and most importantly, what to do instead. And we're going to look at what the Word of God says about this. We're going to draw from Scripture. So let us get into it. Let's rebuild, let's rise, and let's start by asking one honest question. Why does motivation fail us? Here's something that almost every person who has ever tried to change their life has experienced. You feel a surge of energy. Maybe something happened, a birthday, a health scare, a conversation that cut right through your soul. And in that moment, you were absolutely certain that this time is different. This time you're going to follow through. You're going to journal. You're going to set the alarm for 5 a.m. And for 3 days, maybe in 2 weeks, you show up. And then that feeling fades. And without that feeling, without that surge of emotion that got you started, you begin to slow down. Then you stop entirely. And then comes the familiar cycle of guilt, shame, and the quiet belief that maybe you are just not the kind of person who follows through.
With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
Can I tell you something right now? That cycle is not a character flaw. It is a misunderstanding of how transformation actually works. Motivation is an emotion. And like all emotions, it's temporary. It rises, it falls with your circumstances, your sleep quality, your stress levels, and 100 other variables that you cannot always control. Building a life on motivation alone is like building a house on shifted sand. And Scripture has something very direct to say about this. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 25, Jesus says this, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. Like a person who builds a house on solid rock, though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against the house, it will not collapse because it is built on solid rock." That phrase, built on solid rock, is a description of consistency. It is the image of someone who has structured their life around something that does not move, something that does not depend on how they feel on a given morning. The rain is coming. The floods are coming. The wind is coming. The question is whether the hard season will arrive. Because you know what? It will arrive. The hard season will come. The question is what you have built your habits on before they do. Now, here's where this conversation is going to get practical. Okay. Research in behavioral psychology tells us that motivation operates in what is called peak and valley pattern. Peaks are triggered by novelty, external rewards, and emotional events. Valleys come when the novelty wears off, when the reward feels distant, or when life simply gets in the way. Most people mistake the valley for a sign that they have lost their calling or their desire. But the valley is actually the place where real growth happens. It is where discipline is formed. It is where character is built. The Apostle Paul understood this deeply. In my favorite, one of my favorite verses from Romans 5:3-5, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation, and this hope will not lead to disappointment.
If you can make a dish, you can make a signature recipe and showcase it on your beautiful website that you built with Squarespace. And if you can make a stitch, you can make an outfit and put it on your online store that you built with Squarespace. And if you can hit the pose, you can teach the class that they can book on your site that you built with Squarespace. Because whatever your business, you can build it at squarespace.com. Use offer code EMPIRE for 10% off your website or domain.
Listen, I want you to notice the progression here. Problems produce endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. Notice that Paul does not say problems produce motivation. He says they produce endurance. And endurance is not something you feel. It's something you build through repetition, through showing up even when every part of you wants to stop. This is the fundamental difference between people who transform their lives and people who stay stuck in the cycle of starting over. It's not talent. It's not natural giftedness. It is the decision, made daily, sometimes hourly, to keep moving even when the feeling is gone. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Another one of my favorite verses. My child, when you serve the Lord, prepare yourself for testing. Set your heart right and be steadfast, and do not be impulsive in time of calamity. Cling to him and do not depart, so that your last days may be prosperous. Accept whatever befalls you, and in times of humiliation be patient, for gold is tested in fire, and those found acceptable in the furnace of humiliation. Gold is tested in fire. I want you to think about that image for a moment. Gold does not become pure because of one great moment. It becomes pure through sustained heat, through pressure, through a process that takes time. And the writer of Ecclesiastes is drawing a direct parallel to the life of a person who is trying to grow, who is trying to rebuild, who is committed to rising. The fire of difficulty does not destroy you, it refines you, but only if you do not run from it. And then let's look at Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The faithful love the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Every morning is a reset. Every morning is a new supply of mercy. Every morning is God saying, you can begin again. You could try again. The grace has not run out. This is one of the most powerful anti-shame verses in all of Scripture. It does not say mercy comes to the people who never failed. It says mercy is new every morning, which implies that by the time morning arrives, the old mercy has been used up, possibly by yesterday's struggle, yesterday's stumble, yesterday's fall, and yet it is replenished every single day. That is the theological foundation for consistency. You are not doing this alone. You are not sustaining this by willpower alone. The same God who created the universe is providing fresh grace every morning for you to take one more step. Now let us look at this from another angle. In Proverbs 24:16, it says, the godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. Seven times. Not once, not twice. Seven times a righteous person falls and seven times they get up. The defining characteristic of a consistent person is not that they never experience setbacks. It is that they get back up. Every single time. They do not wait until they feel motivated to get back up. They get up because they're committed to the direction. Galatians 6:9 makes this even more direct. So let us not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we'll reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. At just the right time, not our time, not when we feel it like it happening, at just the right time. Consistency is an act of trust. It's trusting that the harvest is coming even when you cannot see it. It is planting seeds in faith and watering them faithfully day after day, even when the ground looks empty. I want to give you a challenge. Think about one area of your life right now where you have been waiting to feel motivated before you take action. Maybe it's your prayer life. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's a creative project, a business, a relationship. Wherever that area is, I want you to ask yourself this question. What would it look like to show up there tomorrow, not because you feel like it, but because you have decided to? That decision is the beginning of consistency, and consistency is the beginning of everything. So, if motivation cannot be the engine, what can? If feelings are too unstable to be the foundation of real growth, what do we build on instead? The answer is habits. Habits are behaviors that have been repeated so many times that they require very little conscious thought or emotional energy to execute. When something becomes a habit, you don't need to feel motivated to do it. You just do it. You brush your teeth every morning, not because you wake up emotionally energized about dental hygiene. You do it because somewhere along the way, it became automatic. It became part of who you are. The goal of every person who is serious about growth is to make their most important behaviors automatic. Listen, You move them from a category of things I do when I feel motivated into the category of things I do because this is who I am. So look at it like this. Let's use going to the gym, all right? So what happens in, you know, everybody's planning August, November, I'm going to go to the gym January, new year, new me, right? And then they go for 30 days and then they, by February, they're gone, right? Every year, same thing. Why is that? Because the motivation kicked in. They're living that hype off that emotion, right? Now, what happens to the people that stay and keep coming back in February is habit. Now, that habit was produced by discipline, okay? It become a part of who they are. And they know that if they want to change their body, they have to be consistent. They have to have that daily habit. Now, and the way you build a habit is through something that I call the compound effect of small actions, okay? The wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 12. Wisdom is radiant and unfading, and she is easily discerned by those who love her and is found by those who seek her. Wisdom's not found in a single dramatic moment of revelation. It's found by those who seek. Present tense, ongoing, continuous action. The act of seeking itself is the habit. And what you seek consistently, you eventually find and embody. Here is how habit science describes the process. Every habit follows a loop. There's a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is what triggers the behavior. The routine is the behavior itself. The reward is what the brain receives that reinforces the loop. Over time, the loop becomes so ingrained that the cue alone can trigger the behavior almost automatically. This is exactly what the great spiritual disciplines have always taught. You do not wait for inspiration to pray. You create a time, a place, a cue, maybe a specific chair, maybe the first cup of coffee in the morning, and you show up there every day. The spiritual discipline creates the groove, and eventually the groove becomes the path your life naturally flows along. Luke 16:10 says, if you are faithful in the little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you will not be honest with greater responsibilities. Faithfulness in little things. This is the biblical description of habit formation. The person who shows up for 5 minutes of prayer every day is building something far greater than the person who has one three-hour prayer marathon and then gets silent for a month. The person who reads 5 pages every day is building something more powerful than the person who consumes a whole book in one weekend and never reads it again. Consistency is in small things is the training ground for excellence in large ones. Now, let us talk about four practical pillars of building habits that actually stick, okay? Number one, clarity, okay? You can't be consistent about something that's vague. One of the primary reasons that people fail to build lasting habits is their intentions are not specific enough. I want to get healthier. That's not a habit. I will walk for 20 minutes every morning after I drop the kids off at school. That's a habit. That's very specific. The cue triggers routine. The routine builds momentum. Proverbs 21:5 says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Good planning, not rushed planning. Not impulsive planning, deliberate, thoughtful, clear planning. If you want to build a habit that lasts, you need to get specific about exactly what you are committing to. When you are going to do it, where you're going to do it, and how long you're going to do it. Vagueness is the enemy of consistency. Pillar two, anchoring. One of the most powerful techniques in habit formation is called the habit stacking. This is the practice of attaching a new habit to an existing one because you already have a collection of behaviors that you do automatically. Waking up, brushing your teeth, getting in the car. You can anchor new habits to those existing ones. After I brush my teeth, I'll spend 10 minutes reading scripture. After I sit at my desk, I'll write for 15 minutes before I open my email. After I eat dinner, I will take a 10-minute walk. The existing habit becomes the cue for the new habit. And because the existing habit is already automatic, it creates a natural trigger for the new behavior. Over time, the two behaviors become linked, and the new habit starts to feel just as natural as the old one. Now, let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 20. Stand by your duty and stick at it. Grow old at your work. Grow old at your work. That phrase captures something. It's an image of someone who has been doing the same faithful thing for so long that it has become part of their identity. They have grown into the habit that has become, they are not young and fresh and motivated about it anymore. They are old and seasoned and consistent. And that seasoned consistency is worth more than any amount of early enthusiasm. Pillar three, identity. This pillar is perhaps the most transformative of all. The research on behavioral scientists consistently points to one finding. The habits that last the longest are the ones tied to identity, not outcome. Most people approach habit change from the outside in. They focus on what they want to achieve, and they try to build habits that produce the outcome. I want to lose weight, so I will exercise. I want to write a book, so I'll write every day, okay? The problem with this approach is that it is entirely dependent on the outcome feeling attainable. When the outcome feels far away, the habit starts to feel pointless and it dissolves. The approach that works is the inside-out approach. Instead of asking, what do I want to achieve? You ask, what do I want to become? And then you start behaving as that person, one small action at a time. Every time you act in alignment with that identity, you cast a vote for it, enough votes, and the identity becomes real. Hebrews 12:1 captures this perfectly. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Run with endurance the race God has set before, not the race we invented based on our mood, not the race that feels exciting today, the race God has set before us. There is an identity embedded in that instruction. You are a runner. You have a race. Your job is to decide whether you feel like running today. Your job is to run because that is who you are and what you have been called to do. 1 Maccabees chapter 2, 64 speaks to the formation of identity with these words. My children, be courageous and grow strong in the law, for by it you will gain honor. Be courageous and grow strong. Strength is not given all at once. You grow strong. The growing takes time. It takes repetition. It takes the acclimation of small acts of courage one after another until strength becomes your natural state. This is habit formation at the identity level. You don't need to just practice courage as a technique. You become a courageous person through consistent practice. Pillar four, recovery. This is probably the most neglected one. The practice of graceful recovery. Here's the truth. You're going to miss a day. Okay? It's going to happen. You're going to, that habit's going to get interrupted. You're going to make mistakes. You're a person, okay? And sometimes, hey, you know what? You're going to hit a season in life where the structure you built gets disrupted by, you know, outside circumstances that are out of your control, such as illness, loss, transition, crisis. These things happen to everyone, and they happen to the most disciplined people just as much as anyone else. The difference between people who build lasting habits and people who do not is not that the first group never misses. It's that when they miss, they do not let one missed day become two, and two become 10, and 10 become, I've completely abandoned this. The science is clear. Missing once has almost no measurable impact on long-term habit formation. Missing twice starts to establish a new pattern. The goal, when you fall, is to close the gap as fast as possible. Get back the next day, not in a week, not when you feel motivated, the next day. And the theological foundation for this is one of the most beautiful truths in all of Scripture. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. And then from the book of James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. So let it grow. And then the book of Tobit, chapter 4, verse 6, we're reminded of this. Do what is true and it will go well for you. Not do what is motivated, not what feels right. Do what is true. Act in alignment with what you know to be right, regardless of the emotion surrounding it. That's the call to consistency. That's the call to build habits rooted in, not in a feeling, but in truth and character and identity. And then let's look at 1 Corinthians 15:58. This is a good one. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Not the small steps, not the quiet days, showing up when no one's watching, not the habits practiced in private with no applause, not the prayers whispered in the dark. None of it's useless. All of it is building something. All of it is accumulating into the person you're becoming. The life you're constructing, the testimony is taking shape one faithful day at a time. Guys, let us pray. Father, we come before you at the end of this time together, and we are grateful. We're grateful that your word speaks to every season of our lives. We are grateful that your wisdom spans generations, traditions, and centuries, and all that it points to the same truth. You are faithful, and you call us to be faithful in return. Lord, today we've talked about consistency. We've talked about the gap between where we are and where we want to be, and have been reminded that the gap is closed, not by grand gestures, but by small, faithful steps taken every single day. We ask you now to take that truth from our minds and plant it deep into our hearts. For everyone who's listening, who's been stuck in the cycle of starting and stopping, who's been waiting to feel motivated, who's been carrying shame about the times they've fallen short, Lord, let your mercy land them right now. Let them feel the truth of Lamentations 3:23. Let them know that their mercies are new each morning and tomorrow morning and the morning after that. For everyone who's in a hard season right now, God, who's doing the work but cannot see the harvest yet, strengthen them. Give them endurance that James describes. For everyone who's just beginning, who heard something today that sparked a new direction, protect that spark, Lord. Help them take one small step tomorrow. Help them build one anchor, establish one clarity, make one identity declaration, and then show them day by day how those small things compound into something extraordinary. Lord, we do not want people who are moved only by emotion. We want to be people who are moved by purpose. We want to be people who are rooted so deeply in you, so anchored in the truth of your word and the power of your spirit that when the storm comes, and they will come, we do not collapse because we are built on solid rock. We surrender our timelines to you, Lord. We surrender our need for immediate results. We choose to trust that you are working on the unseen spaces in the quiet days and the ordinary rhythms of faithful living. And we believe, as Galatians 6:9 promises, that at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. So we choose not to give up. We choose to rebuild. We choose to rise. We choose momentum over motivation, endurance over emotion, and faithfulness over feeling. Thank you, Father, for this time. Thank you for your word that does not return void. Thank you for every person who chose to spend this time with us investing in the person they're becoming. We trust you with all of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. Hey, don't forget to add me. It's Michael Hanks Rebuild and Rise on Facebook. Also, like, share, subscribe, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, and Spotify. Listen, guys, keep showing up. Keep moving forward. And remember, momentum is built one faithful day at a time.
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.